Wayne! Redmond, close the door!
What was your first clue, Dave? Very funny, John. Now open the door.
Wayne, I think the floor is moving.
You didn't have that much to drink at dinner. Hey! Grab onto something! Dave! We're gonna fall!
There's nothing to grab!
Dave, are you all right?
Yeah, I guess. Not the Hewitt family's finest moment. How about you, Shapiro?
I think I'm okay. I'd know for sure if I could, you know, see.
What do you think Redmond's doing?
Kicking me off!
Besides that.
Do you hear something?
Something's moving. It's over by me. It's coming towards me.
Dave!
Wayne, it's got me!
Keep talking. I'll find you.
What is this thing doing? Wayne! Help me!
The investigator, Wayne Terman, a brilliant detective and expert hand-to-hand combatant armed with wondrous technology. Mrs. Wonderful, Beth Dixon, who, through the Wonder Power, has amazing abilities and can perform astounding feats. Ace Princeton, whose arsenal of special playing cards makes him a one-man army. The Nereid, Marilyn Jones, a siren of the sea, who commands the power of the oceans themselves. Together, these members of the Incredible Missions World Agent Network battle the most fantastic menaces the world has ever seen as the IM-1-4. Today's adventure from the IM-1-4 casebook, House Rules.
Catch one this big, Dad.
I hope you're right, Billy. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Mr. Hewitt.
Dave, Billy said hi. Dave?
What's wrong with Mr. Hewitt, Dad?
I don't know, son. Dave, are you all right?
Is he sleepwalking?
I don't think sleepwalkers can untie their boats and start their outruns.
It's not like Mr. Hewitt not to say hi.
I don't think he's himself today.
Dad! Mr. Hewitt is heading towards the break wall!
Dave, turn starboard! Turn hard! Now!
He's going to hit it!
Don't look, Billy!
Later, at the IM-1-4 lair.
Investigator, you're already here. Good. There's something I wanted to talk to you about before the Colonel and the others arrive.
What is it, Nereid?
Why do you do it?
Do what?
Investigate weird happenings. Fight crime, rescue people, all of this.
Because it's the right thing to do.
That's why you put coins in the parking meter. This is a lot more dangerous. I understand why Mrs. Wonderful does it. It's a way to validate herself and to keep alive the memory of her husband. And Ace is a thrill junkie.
I see that correspondence course in psychology has paid off.
Scoff all you want, but you know I'm right. I do it for adventure. But you don't seem to enjoy it in any way. You always seem so, I don't know, depressed, I guess.
I'm not depressed. You spend enough time around Ace, you start to think everyone should make wisecracks.
I resemble that remark. So, Nereid. Are you telling I-Man about that mad crush you have for me?
I'll crush your larynx if you try to fondle me again.
Leave him alone. He can't help it. Girls mature much faster than boys.
Thanks, Wundy. Hey, wait a minute.
Here comes the Colonel.
Investigator. Ace. Nereid. Mrs. Wonderful. Glad you're all here. There is something peculiar going on.
We're experts on Peculiar. That's why we have Ace.
Did they call everyone pick on Ace Day and forget to tell me?
Well, anyway, we've had a rash of strange millionaire deaths. Lita Cherry was the first.
Of Cherry Imaginings? The ones that make the lifelike animations for amusement parks and such?
Yes. Her private plane crashed at sea. Then Frank Wirtz's ultralight aircraft crashed in the desert.
And since his company builds some of the military stealth equipment, that's where you come in.
Right. And now Dave Hewitt and Wayne Shapiro have both died under suspicious circumstances as well.
So why aren't these just all tragic accidents?
Officially, they are. But they all have one strange thing in common. John Redman.
The software developer?
Yes. Cherry had just broken up with Redman when her plane crashed, and all the other accidents happened after they attended one of his infamous cocktail parties.
I get his invitations all the time, but no one I know seems to enjoy going so much as making fun of them after they go.
I was invited once, too. Oddly, it was after I called the efficiency claims of his new algorithm Flapdoodle.
You can say Flapdoodle with a straight face?
At any rate, I believe this is something you should look into.
As do I. Nereid, get one of your evening gowns. We're going to a cocktail party.
Well, what about me?
You can be my guest, Ace.
Or are you asking for one of my evening gowns?
So good of you to come, Dr. Terman.
Thank you for having me, and just call me Wayne.
And you're Marilyn Jones, the fashion model. You look lovely.
Thank you. You're kind.
But what about me, Johnny?
You always look lovely, Daphne, my dear. That's your job.
Pardon me for noticing, John, but your date looks an awful lot like your old girlfriend, at least in the face.
It's to be expected, Don. It's Wayne. Humans imprint certain proclivities early on in their development, then seek to match these in the selection of a consort. As my friend Klaus Voorhees theorized in his paper...
Excuse me, Johnny, but I just had to say hello.
Beth, how did I ever let Ben Dixon steal you away? And why didn't you call after he died?
Well, I was in mourning, John. By the way, I'd like to introduce you to Ace Princeton.
Nice to meet you.
Sure it is.
I'm very glad to meet you.
If you four will excuse me, I do greet the other guests.
Is that a Service Academy ring, Ace?
Why, yes it is.
Daphne.
I'll find you later, Ace.
You dated him, Beth?
One time, before I met Ben, okay?
I still find the girlfriend thing kind of creepy.
I'm finding her many things. Creepy ain't one of them.
Good. Then you can pump her.
Huh?
For information.
Now see here, Redman. I didn't come here to be humiliated.
Let's go over.
I assure you, my intent is not to humiliate you, Dr. Laurel. Your theories do that for you.
Actually, Simon, I think they have some merit. Call my office in the morning, and we'll see if your research goals match what Terman Enterprises is working on.
Offering shelter to the indigent, Wayne?
One never knows where the next great idea will come from. Like Redman's lightning tack software.
Speaking of which, have any of you tried version 6?
I did, but your old one was better.
Well, we didn't think so. Otherwise, we wouldn't have changed it. Music, please. Laurel, I'd like to make amends as well. I'd like you to see my private gallery of Ian Cordier artwork.
I don't think...
I insist. Right this way.
He invites people over to his house and then insults them, and then he acts like it never happened? And you dated him?
It was one time, okay?
So far, other than Redman being annoying, I haven't seen anything particularly unusual.
We've also just started looking, and not very deeply.
Let's rectify that. While Redman's out of the room, Ace, Go see what you can get from Daphne.
I'm on it.
Information, Steadley.
Ha!
Ladies, mingle with the guests and see if you can find if any were here when Shapiro and Hewitt were here, and see if they noticed anything unusual.
What will you be doing?
Me? I'm going to go see what I can hear from that back room.
Wait, look!
It's Dr. Laro!
He's walking rather oddly.
And straight out the door.
New plan. Beth, follow him while I look for Redman. Communicate back to Marilyn via your IM-1 transmitter.
Got it.
Let's see. I think it's this way.
What's this way?
Redman! I didn't see you. The men's room. I think it's this way.
I don't see how you could, Turner. You've never been here before.
Just guessing from the layout.
Well, it's this way. Follow me.
I'm following Dr. Laro's car from the air, Nereid, although I feel strange flying without my costume on.
Just keep Dr. Laro in sight.
Of course! He's headed north on High Cliff Road, driving pretty quickly. And he's heading right for the cliff!